This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our time is 7 after the hour. This is the weekly DJV show overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio using the charts generated by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com. You can go to djvshow.com to see the list of the top 10 stories and the people that are associated. There's a list of 10 people that are on that. And I try to, as you know, ladies, sort of mix this up every week, come up with different ways of approaching the stories, taking one story and then pulling it apart or going through the list, et cetera, et cetera. The number one story this week, no surprise, the connection of COVID to the variant, vaccines, mask mandates, et cetera. So I thought we would start with an overview of what the Supreme Court did this week with a Biden vaccine mandate that they said no to. Anybody surprised by that?
No.
I don't think so. I think that people kind of knew this was, you know, that it was interesting that they left it in place for the healthcare workers, but not for regular employees.
Large employers.
Well, and I think it's also about private public business, too, and what you have the right to do. I mean, if it is in your contract to submit to a vaccine or testing, then that's one thing. That's the company's job to do that, or that might be state mandates over healthcare workers. But it's a really slippery slope when it comes to enforcement for just any private business, anybody who has over 100 employees coming in for the government to tell you what kind of health requirements you have.
Yeah, what's the arbitrary? Why 100? Why, if it's an employer, what's the story? With everybody.
Yeah, and I think that it wasn't a surprise that they struck this down. It was a stretch to try to say that there was precedence in this. There was a story back during the Spanish flu where they were charging someone for testing, and it was a stretch, to say the least, to try to correlate what's happening now. And the enforcement agency became kind of the pivotal piece. OSHA is given congressional power to monitor safety and work conditions, essentially, in companies across the country. But they don't necessarily have the power to monitor people's health, their health status, their vaccination status. And so the Supreme Court, I think, did what most people expected, and that's blocking that vaccine or test requirement for large employers. So we'll see what happens with the healthcare facilities. I know that that's something that's going to continue to get tested, but we'll see if they pick that up again.
So I'm confused. Mask mandate, no. Vaccine mandate, yes. They had two different rulings, right? Am I reading this correctly?
There were two different rulings. So the first one is that the OSHA rule went into effect on Monday. So, everybody who works for a company over 100 people probably got an email that they had to show vaccine status or get the test. What the court did is reinstate the stay against that. So the mandate is now dead unless there's some other big stunning revelation. The second ruling, the court said that the Biden administration has the authority given by Congress to issue vaccine mandates for healthcare workers at facilities. Didn't have anything.
Federal employees. Is that what that?
Right. So it has the authority to issue vaccine mandates to healthcare workers at facilities that receive funding from Medicare
government
or Medicaid. Right. So they'd have government money coming.
So that makes them the equivalent of a government contractor.
Correct.
Which is like a government company, or anybody who does work for the government.
Use that as leverage. Yeah.
I think the mandate still is in place in New York City, because Eric Adams, the new mayor, came in and said he was keeping de Blasio's in place. I don't know of anyone who's been able to challenge that to get a judge to stop it yet. So,
well, again, local, and this is all the nuance of the law. Locally, it is very difficult to challenge mandates. It's the federal broad sweeping, we know better than anybody else mandate that is. Yeah, that's being struck down.
Government.
So it's been much more challenging. I've seen it in California where even though it feels like it should be struck down, the judges are able to say, sorry, it's municipalities. This is up to the local government to make these decisions. So New York has something. California has some different rules that they're moving in. And I think Michigan also is rolling out something like a vaccine mandate for employees.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the charts from Talkers. This is the week of January 10th to the 14th that we are focused on. I thought the most interesting thing was all the hoopla about Neil Gorsuch not wearing a mask. Everybody else was wearing a mask, but there were a lot of people, especially on the liberal side, of things. Oh, look at that Gorsuch. He's a conservative. He's a libertarian. He doesn't do what everybody else does. I don't know what to read into that. I think that people should wear masks in public and in groups. But I thought it was interesting.
Well, with Omicron, they're not so contagious. You know, it's just, if you're not wearing a mask and you're around other people, there's a new study that came out this week that social distancing has literally zero effect when it comes to keeping you from getting Omicron. So there's whatever. He's an old guy. If he doesn't want to wear a mask, he's taking his own health into his own hands. It's fine. You know, good for him. That's what he wants to do. It's just, at this point, you're just stupid if you're not wearing a mask around other people.
I think I don't know if he was doing it to make a point. I mean, we don't know what his situation is.
No,
there may be something else going
him.
On. I mean, yeah. I find it incredibly difficult. I mean, I couldn't sit and do a radio show with a mask on my face.
That's different.
Well, but I don't think anybody would be
really
able
not. Stand us if we did.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not, because he's trying to communicate back and forth with people. I don't know. He's boosted. He's vaxxed. What else are you going to do? I mean, how many times are we going to keep moving the goalposts? Now we're saying that the cloth masks aren't even working. So
it's
really,
you know what it is? It's an image, Jennifer. That's all. It's an image. There is influence from these people. And perhaps if they thought about it a bit, it's just, you know, I understand the guy's got his own personal thing. And these judges don't always agree with each other on anything. However, most of the time when you look at this, is more of a club than even the Senate is. And you have to look back no further than the relationship between, Antonin Scalia and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Look, they didn't agree on anything, but yet they were closest of friends. And part of that is showing respect, I think, for other members of the court, isn't it? Maybe that's, maybe I'm misinterpreting it.
Well, you're in
maybe
a very unique club.
Making, oh,
right?
My God. Yes, right. Okay, number two on our list this week of stories from Talkers Magazine is the economy, inflation, the supply chain. I don't know that there's all kinds of continuing focus on what people are being paid, why there is a labor shortage to begin with. And then it's the real issue here is the supply chain when it comes to being able to find things in the grocery store, in the hardware store.
That there's a ton of money that was being inserted into the economy, and probably the biggest bullet that Biden will dodge as president is that Joe Manchin stood up against his Build Back Better plan. If you would have taken $5 trillion and put it into this economy, we would be in a whole world of hurt, because inflation, and it was revealed this week, that it's at its highest since 1982. And that's a pretty big number. It's a pretty big jump from where we were last year at this time. And the consumer price index is up in all industries by a lot.
Yeah.
Food, cars, furniture, pretty much anything.
20%. Used cars are 20% more expensive right now than they were last year at the same time. And it doesn't make a difference what the brand is. It's all gone up, up, up. And it because there are so many cars that were made in 2021, and trucks as well, that are sitting on lots in places around the country because they don't have chips to finish off the build. When they get the chips, and nobody seems to be able to tell. Didn't we have some chip maker that was going to locate in America, but it's going to take them 3 years to build a plant? In the meantime,
where are all the
chips? Where are they?
Well, they're probably being hoarded by China. So, I mean, we are making chips here. It's just not. But there are still components that we need. Those alloys that are just not mined anywhere else except China. That's a big problem.
Yeah. All right. Jumping around a little bit here, the Prince Andrew thing surfacing at the end of the week. The Queen has stripped him of his military titles and other patronage connections. This guy is stupid. I mean, you use the word. I don't like the word. Using it advisedly, he's just a dummy. He's dull. He doesn't get it. He apparently thinks with what's in his pants instead of what's in his head. because he's up to his Mickey.
I'd like to say he's a dummy, but he's entitled. You know, he thought he could get away with it. I don't know if he's a dummy
100%
or not.
100%, Jen.
But he thought he could get away with everything. And so a part of probably his personality flaws and defects is that he probably thought, well, I got to keep pushing the envelope. You know, this is what people do. This is why rock stars get bad reputations. This is why people in high positions of power do, because they get a thrill out of seeing how far they can push the envelope. And he pushed it, and good for the queen. Good for her. Finally, somebody said,
well, look at how much he did get away with for so long.
Yes, that's the point. It's like he just, you know, kept pushed the envelope. At some point, you're running out of room. And so I'm glad that he got all this stripped. He's going to have to face a civil trial, and he should. He's actually lucking out, because he should be facing criminal charges, and he's skating on those.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you wonder.
Boom, mic drop for Jen. Love it.
What happened?
I said, boom, mic drop.
He's like, is there a technical problem?
Well, Doug's been asking me, tell us how you really feel. Well, there you go. Say it's Jen. Tell us how you really feel. I agree.
Yay! Nailed it. Well, we want to know how everybody feels about this stuff. It's important. And this guy is a no-good SOB, entitled, all kinds of things. I still don't think
he's
very smart.
And he has been for years. That's the thing, is that he's been this way for years.
The dumbest thing he did was divorce Fergie. She was the best thing that ever he had in his life. She was a fabulous wife.
I don't think she wanted to be married to him anymore. Randy cheating on her constantly.
Yeah.
But then they live together. I'm pretty sure they live together in the same mansion, right? It's like one of the
daughter's
royal properties, and she lives there, and so she's been defending him, but she also might just have to defend him because he's paying her rent, so I don't know. She might not be
now
the
she might have to pay
source.
His rent.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, at any rate, it's just bizarre how these people, and we build up around them this heck, the royalty, the royal family. Remember the last movie, the last Downton Abbey movie, was all about the king and queen visiting Downton Abbey. And it was a whole 2 hours of pomp and circumstance. It was kind of fun to watch. I've been an Anglophile most of my adult life and watching closely what goes on in England with the royal family. I understand why they're so fascinated with it, because it's so unique. It makes England so unique. And yet the people that are lucky enough to be members of the royal family abuse too often the privilege of being, look at Charles and how he treated his wife Diana. I mean, who would have gotten away with that the way he did it, as blatantly as he did? I'm surprised he's still even speaking.
Entitlement. Totally entitled.
Yeah. 18 after the hour. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people are going to help you navigate their wide selection. Find just the right wiper blade for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free. See better and drive safer with the new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
The graphics are so real on this video game console I bought with the savings from switching to Progressive 10 years ago. I can't tell what's real and what's the game, which I think is what people want. You know, in the future, which it is currently.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review from the DJV point of view, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. And in this portion of each hour of the DJV program, and we don't do it any differently when we're focused on the countdown, we have comments from social media. People that are listening to the program have comments, sometimes answering questions. And because number 10 on the story list this week is a focus on the NFL playoffs and the picture that surrounds them, Jay asked you, which two teams are you interested in as we move forward into the Super Bowl? So what did you get for responses, Jay?
Kansas City is definitely a favorite amongst a lot of what people were saying. Johnny Powell said Cowboys and Chiefs, with the Chiefs winning. Cindy Arasako says, I only watched the Super Bowl for the commercials. And I feel like a lot of people might agree with that, or they only watch it for the halftime show.
Halftime,
Jeff Schmidt says, hoping the Titans won't choke, but feels like it's probably going to be a Chiefs-Green Bay situation. Billy Roeder, Bills and Casey, with the Bills winning, and John Walczak, Bills and Packers.
How long has it been since these two teams have either played against each other in a Super Bowl, or either
Kansas
of them
City
have been?
Kansas City has been there very consistently. Kansas City's been really good. Patrick Mahomes is awesome. It's been a while for Green Bay. The Rams were just there not so long ago. So, and the Bucks, of course, last year, they're still part of the picture. So I don't know. It'll be, there's some old, some new ones in there. The Titans involved in the playoffs.
Titans kind of came out of left field this year.
Yeah, that's huge. And the Cowboys are doing pretty well. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. My teams, I root for the Rams just because they're in Los Angeles. But you know me, I love my Brady and the Bucks, and I love Green Bay Packers, so let's go. Let's do it.
Have you got a side bet? Do you have a little office pool anywhere?
No, not yet. Usually on the Super Bowl, we do like squares at the office, you know, where everybody buys squares for a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody in that office is pretty square to begin with, so that's it. Yeah, I got it. What are some of the top priorities?
It's like the squarest square ever.
I know.
Thank you. Your father and I have lots in common. Anyway, some of the top priorities that you want the government to focus on as people continue to complain about how much money is being spent and the January 6th investigation and voter legislation and all that stuff and crime. So what became the priority, at least as far as some of our listeners are concerned, Jay?
Sarah Large comments that stop the petty partisan bickering. I think that's something we might, a lot of us might
all
be able
agree
to agree
on.
With.
Yep.
M. York wants there to be a focus on sticking to the truth and the actual facts.
No one can even agree on that.
What are the facts?
What is the truth?
Somebody else's truth.
People argue that the Earth isn't round. Where do we go from there? I mean, if that's like the most basic thing, we can't even agree on that. It's just insane.
Lynn Smith had quite a list, and a lot of these really matter. Healthcare, Social Security, helping young children from low-income families, job skills and jobs in general, fighting against crime, keeping young kids away from crime so that they don't go down that path, keeping young kids away from unnecessary injuries and death from firearms. John Wolczak says, considering I just paid $1,700 for one prescription yesterday, drug pricing and health care.
Good God. All right, quickly, because there's so many celebrity deaths this week, who is the most significant death in your life? Got a couple of quickies on that, Jay.
Yeah, Susan Juleson, Marilyn Monroe, JFK, Laurie Anson, Princess Diana. There was a lot of Prince and Robin Williams. Those were the ones mentioned the most.
John Lennon.
The big one.
All right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden met with Senators Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat from Arizona, at the White House last night to discuss voting rights after they reaffirmed their opposition to reforming the 60-vote filibuster rule. The president, after meeting with Democrat senators Thursday.
I hope we can get this done, but I'm not sure. But one thing for certain, like every other major civil rights bill that came along, if we miss the first time, we can come back and try it a second time.
The Supreme Court of the United States struck down President Biden's vaccine mandate on businesses with 100 employees or more, saying Biden exceeded his authority. The unconstitutional mandate would have affected roughly 80 million Americans. Novak Djokovic faces possible deportation from Australia after his visa was revoked for a second time by officials on Friday. The Australian Open starts in 3 days. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
As President Biden, in a divisive speech in Georgia this week, compared those that oppose his partisan voting rights bill to former Democrat racists back in the day, the president advertised killing the 60-vote filibuster rule. Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News gives the Republican point of view.
Well, I think Joe Biden and the Democrats are frustrated that they can't remake the American political system so they never have to relinquish power. That's what today's debate is really about. They want to destroy the Senate rules and customs, not so they can say raise your taxes or they can confiscate your guns, so they would do those things, of course, but it's so they can do things like federalize our elections and take over the way elections are conducted in all 50 states, make Washington, D.C. a state so they get two Democratic senators in perpetuity, pack our courts to include the Supreme Court. That's what this is all about. The Democrats know that their agenda is massively unpopular, and it's delivered catastrophic results for Americans, like the highest inflation in 40 years. So they want to remake our political system so they never have to relinquish power. They're so frustrated today because they had a couple of Democratic senators stand up to them and say no. And I just can't imagine that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema took very kindly to being compared to Jefferson Davis and George Wallace and Bull Connors. You and I and half the country that opposed Joe Biden's election law, we have another reason to object to him, because all three of those people are Democrats. Remember, the Democratic Party was the party of slavery, secession, and segregation.
Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back we are with another half hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a feature of the DJV program every week at this time. We add that to the official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison, and voila, you have two different perspectives on the big stories that are being followed by most of the News Talk-oriented stations, hosts, and programs. So, just for the information of the listeners, the people list this week includes at number 10 Bob Saget and Ronnie Spector, both passing away. A huge number of celebrities have died since the beginning of the year. Number 9, Boris Johnson, as another moron. Number 8, Prince Andrew. I guess this could be the morons list. Number 7 is Schumer. Number 6 is McConnell. Number 5 is Hillary. I have to stop there. What have I missed this week? with regard to Hillary.
What? Oh, you guys? Really? You don't know?
Yeah.
Okay, so, she's been much more vocal the last couple of weeks. She's been out talking to people, doing videos and stuff like that. She's been on social media more. But Doug, Doug Schoen, I think is his name. He used to be a Fox News contributor. He's a Democrat. He is a former advisor to Bill Clinton. And he wrote a piece, I think, in the Wall Street Journal. Don't fact check me on that, but he wrote a big op-ed this week about how Hillary Clinton is the only hope for Democrats in 2024, saying that she's uniquely positioned, she's got the experience, and that she's the only one who can do it, because he said that Biden has been a disappointment. No one really believes he's going to run again because of declining health and, you know, getting older, and that Hillary Clinton, even though she's not a spring chicken, is still younger.
She's my age.
And presents a lot younger than Joe Biden.
Is Hillary 70 yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's older than Trump, actually. What is she, 74, I think?
She's the same. She's 75, yeah.
Yeah.
Both she and Bill are the same age.
Oh. Yeah. She doesn't look it. I never would have guessed that.
And that's why I think, it really does matter how you present. I mean,
that's true.
Look, Donald Trump was not that much younger than Joe Biden, but he presents younger. Hillary presents younger. They do. So he was saying that Kamala Harris is not the answer, that she's unpopular, and that she's been a disappointment as the vice president. And so he basically said that Hillary is the person who Democrats need to look at, that it's not someone new like a Gavin Newsom. It's someone that they already have. And so that's why she was.
Who would seriously look at Gavin Newsom? Come on. Really?
Oh, that's. Are you kidding? That's who's next.
No, I'm not kidding.
That is who is next. Now that he survived the recall in California.
Oh, my God.
The conversations have already been in political circles, and this is serious.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard that as well. I kind of also feel like we're going to see something from Cuomo.
It's like a comeback of some kind.
Joe Manchin. Get Joe Manchin.
And Schoen
Joe Manchin. No.
I would.
Like, clearly, you always vote for everyone who loses. So
that's me.
Clearly, I would not vote for Mayor Pete because he politically is just not aligned with where I am. But I've always said, with full disclosure and honesty, as a Republican, Mayor Pete's the one that actually if I were to be scared, but that is the most biggest
threat.
Win.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I always thought it was really stupid that Joe Biden went with Kamala Harris because I think Mayor
Pete. Wanted Mayor Pete.
Was a good choice. Yeah. He's a good speaker, although he does sound a little.
Awesome.
Amy Klobuchar did pull something. He does sound, he's going to have to work on it. He sounds condescending when he debates people, like he knows it all. So he's got to work on not being condescending in the debate. But he's a strong person Democrats have on the bench. But Doug Schoen actually in this piece even went up and tore Pete apart and said why he wouldn't be a good candidate and why Hillary would still be better. So, I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. Very much so. Okay, anyway, Kevin McCarthy's 4, Rand Paul is 3, Fauci is 2, and Biden's 1. I laugh about Fauci and Rand Paul. They're like a couple of kids in a sandbox in sixth grade.
Oh, they're the worst.
My God.
We should call Vince McMahon. We should get some grudge matches going. I think it would be fun.
Yep.
I think we could, it would maybe unite the country around just the craziness, and we could have Fauci and Rand Paul in a cage match. Right. And winner take all, basically.
I mean, Rand Paul's neighbor took him down. I don't know. I don't know that Rand Paul wants to get into another caustic situation.
He and Fauci could be.
I don't think Fauci would be much of a. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they're
after we
little.
Saw him throw that baseball, I don't know that Fauci
Not
would
much.
Be much of a threat.
Yeah, they're little. I think it would be even.
Number 3 on the list is January 6th. I see that prosecutors have charged some of the Oath Keepers, including the leader, with what they call seditious conspiracy. Okay, can we get a definition of that? Sedition.
It's the most serious charge.
Yeah, is it? This is what you want to see if you're calling it an insurrection. You need someone charged with insurrection or sedition. Mm-hmm. I do have some questions. So if the claim is true, then these guys should be thrown in jail because the claim is that they were using a social media platform that was, a safe place for them to exchange information protected that or secure, whatever you would use to describe it. And they were going to bring guns and stuff and ammunition and uniforms and stuff into the Capitol. Now, I'll tell you like a friend, if that is true, those people should be in jail for a very long time.
Tell me.
But my question is, if they were going to bring in weapons and uniforms, why didn't they do it while it was happening? I don't understand They picked him up because they were talking about what happened in Yugoslavia when, Milosevic lost, and the people stormed the capital to protest because they thought it was a phony election. They thought that it was a, you know, a con job, and it was. And so the charges that these guys were talking about Yugoslavia. Now, that's not a crime if they're talking about Yugoslavia. What would be the crime is if they put together a whole effort to try to overthrow the government. Now, the other thing that they're saying is that they were trying to move guns and all this stuff into Washington, D.C., or that it was going to be coming. But the reason I feel like this is a little weird, and again, we have to see it all play out because all we know are the original charging documents, so we have to hear how the story plays out. But what seems weird is if January 6th was the so-called Insurrection Day, the day that they were all conspiring to overthrow the government, why wouldn't you have the weapons and the uniforms and the whatever else, the knives and stuff that they were bringing in? Why wouldn't you have that when they went into the Capitol? I don't understand how it would be helpful to move that stuff in.
It's exhausting.
After that.
Isn't it? You've been chasing all this stuff down.
So
number three. Yeah. Number three is the focus on January 6th. What's going to happen and how, I think the filibuster plays into all of this too, doesn't it? That's number four probably, the voter legislation stuff. I see that Senator Sinema has sort of scuttled hopes for reform there. I don't know how you use the word reform. I didn't think what was being put forth sounded like it was much of a reform. It might have been a change, but reform usually indicates something to be better. And I didn't get that out of the discussion. Am I missing something? They just want to change it so it's settled.
It takes 60 votes to break a filibuster to move legislation to the next level. And right now, because it is a very divided Senate, and in fact, Democrats, which is laughable, just used the filibuster yesterday on Ted Cruz, who had a bill that wanted to put sanctions on the Russia pipeline, which sounds pretty good to me. They didn't want it, so they used the filibuster to throw that away. The Democrats used the filibuster against Trump 300 times when he was in office. And that's why Trump was going nuts at Mitch McConnell saying, break the filibuster, get rid of it, because he was getting stopped by Democrats with everything. Now, I didn't like the fact that President Trump was getting stopped because I liked his proposed legislation, but I supported Mitch McConnell protecting the filibuster because it means whoever is in the White House, that the minority still has rights. The minority party in this country still has rights. And that's why I think it's really important that Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin are standing up and protecting the filibuster now when Democrats are trying to do the same thing that Trump was trying to do. We need the filibuster so that there is not a one-party system in this country.
Imagine that only two people stand basically between...
Well,
and
that's the thing. It's so hypocritical.
How long was it in place before it got changed?
What do you mean?
They changed the filibuster rules 20 years ago. Wasn't it Harry Reid who changed it?
Harry Reid did it in 2009.
Yeah. And so before 2009, what was in place? Because now...
It's been a long time. I think since 1900 or something.
Okay.
Or the late 1800s. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's so dang hypocritical to listen to Chuck Schumer and all of these other Democrats out there saying we need to blow up the filibuster when literally 2 years ago, when Trump was in office, we have to protect the integrity of the Senate and we have to protect the filibuster. It's like,
what do you expect bags to say? Come on.
But if there's a chance.
But Jen's totally right. If this was on the other side and Republicans had the majority and wanted to blow up the filibuster,
they'd be going nuts.
It would be the same thing. I mean, it's the same thing.
And all right, let's talk about numbers. Like I said, they tried it. And Mitch McConnell, to his credit, and I don't say much nice about Mitch McConnell, said, no, we have to protect the filibuster. And he was right over Trump, definitely.
Lindsey Graham didn't say anything nice about Mitch McConnell this week either. He says, I'm not voting for you unless you kiss Trump.
Well, Ms. not Lindsey? Kiss Trump. Kiss America First principles.
Okay. Thousands of inmates are being released from jail this week. That's number five on the story list. Thousands of inmates from federal prisons are coming out in accordance with a law, actually, that came from the Trump era. This is part of the sweeping criminal justice overhaul, or is it Omicron or COVID or what? And I want to know who's being let out. I don't mind.
Well, it's not about the criminals, right?
Yeah, it's like white-collar stuff, but I think they're under house arrest, right? Like Michael Cohen famously got out because of COVID spreading around, and so he was at home on house arrest with an ankle monitor. So I think that's how they're, and he had to serve out the last 2 years of his sentence at home.
What about the crime stats? Looking at cities like L.A., Jennifer, where the crime stats, again, that sort of is part of number five this week. A lot of cities are showing crime spiking, and L.A. is a certainly pretty good example of that. And so when people say, well, all these people are getting out of jail, that makes room for these bad guys to go to jail.
That's the problem. They're not going to jail because you've got DAs like the one in New York City now and like George Gascon in Los Angeles and Chesa Boudin in San Francisco. You have to do something real bad to end up in jail. You're not going to, they're not even arresting people because they know they're not going to be charged with anything for stealing thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. That's why you have flash mobs organizing, walking into whatever store they want, taking whatever they want, walking right out. And the police can't do anything about it because if they arrest them, they're going to be out the next day, which is what's happening.
Number four, let me go back to that, the whole business about what's going on in the next election cycle. Apparently, the Republican National Committee says it's planning a rules change that would force presidential candidates seeking the nomination to sign a pledge saying what?
What kind of pledge?
Yeah.
I think they don't want anybody to participate. This kind of came to a head when Trump bailed on the last debate because he wanted to have it in person, but the pandemic was raging and then they decided that it was safer to just go virtual. So, and then apparently the RNC doesn't want anyone to participate in any of those debates without like a whole long list of requirements that they would like to see made. I don't know if it's. I don't know.
Well, no, the candidates
some of the things I think are okay. Some of the things that they want, I think that,
like
you know,
what?
I think I think they want to take a harder look at moderators. I agree with that. I think a lot of the moderators are terrible. So
I'd like to moderate a presidential debate.
Oh my
I think
gosh.
My name should be. What? What do you mean?
I can't even imagine that.
Why?
But yeah, no, the RNC just says they're pulling their candidates because the rules have been stacked. The commission has been politicized. That puts
them.
On the
of course
debates.
It has.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Right. It's like the League of Women Voters. Used to be pretty objective. Now it's a bunch of clowns that are trying to screw everything up. Okay. There it is. Our overview of the stories and the people from the point of view of the folks starring in the DJV program here on the Talk Radio Review.
As retail giants and industry specialists prepare to gather at NRF 2022, Retail's Big Show, to tackle the sector's biggest topics and forecast what's next, retail customer engagement specialists and masters reveal new insight from consumers alongside their second annual Unpredictions report. The report helps to explain why online sales are still booming, which brands benefited the most during the pandemic, customer experience and loyalty, and what retailers should focus on to thrive in 2022. Megan York, Global Head of Product Marketing for Amarsys, is here to tell us more.
At Amarsys, we're on a mission to help marketers understand their customers better, and that's one of the reasons we surveyed over 2,000 people to help understand their buying behaviors during this pandemic. Over 30% of people said that they purchased something during the pandemic that they never would have before. Fitness equipment, painting sets, even home tattoo kits. But maybe not also surprisingly, the vast majority of people said whatever they purchased during the pandemic, they're not actually using anymore. That can be said about the treadmill listening in my bedroom right now.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were caught.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour now, it's time for some car talk with my friend Nick Miles, who comes to us from his website. He's right inside. Look at that website. Inside the website. There's Nick right there. Oh, yes, right. Okay. So I have been a student of the all-electric vehicle, not as a naysayer necessarily, but as a practicalist, understanding, and maybe I'm not the only guy. Apparently, Toyota is on the message for different reasons. You can explain that if you want. Why is Toyota so deaf on electric cars when it seems all the other automakers are going that way? And Toyota is the biggest car maker in the world, right? So they don't like electric cars, but they're explaining that the reality is that we're not saving the environment because fossil fuels are going to be powering these cars and electric plants for the next 30 years, probably anyway, 20 to 30 years. So, and I think they make an excellent point. All this hoopla about electric cars, and it's, you and I were just talking about this, maybe half of it is because they're behind the eight ball when it comes to engineering. And maybe that's why they're there, but that doesn't mean that they aren't right just because they're doing it for another reason, right?
Yes. Well, first of all, they are the largest manufacturer in the world, and that's fairly recent. Just in the last year or so, they became king. But they are correct, and gas is going to play a big part. There's several people, especially in the United States, who are not going to have access, or several regions who are not going to have access to electricity. But then you've got to start thinking of there's 1,001 things here at play, Doug. First of all, how do we get our electricity? Well, still most of us get it through burning coal. So, again, that's not very environmentally safe. And then how do these cars still get made? I mean, even electric cars mine precious metals like cobalt and those type of things. And so those cause environmental damage. Yeah. The early Priuses actually caused more environmental damage to build than they saved in their first life cycle.
Wow.
So there's those things to think about. And I'll tell you something else, too. The amount of electricity that a Ford Mach-E, Mustang Mach-E holds is more than your house burns in 2.5 days. And you can go through that, you can go through that in, a few hours. So there's a lot of things to think about, but it's, and I explained this to you just before we came on air, it's a bit like the stock market. It's a gamble. It's a gamble for the future. Yeah. And the government know that. The amount of fossil fuels we have is not endless. Well, we keep discovering more, which is great, but it's not going to last forever. And so we've got to do something.
All right. Next, the average used car price is $29,000, according to Edmunds. So this is 39% more than it was. I used the number 20-some-odd percent when I was talking about this before, but it's actually 39% more on average than it was a year ago at this time. This is so what's going to happen when all of the cars – see, the confusion here that I have is understanding the chip thing. They automakers kept making cars, and thousands of them are in lots all over the country waiting for a few chips. And I don't understand why we don't have the chips at this point, unless the Chinese that are making them are just hoarding them, and nobody else is – I mean, where are the Israelis on this? They should be making lots of chips.
Well, there's a whole bunch of things at play here. First of all, we do have cars stacked up that don't have chips, but that's not the only problem. We don't have as many vehicles made. So factories were shut down a lot during COVID. Parts were on shortage a lot. Even though there are a lot of vehicles sitting on lots, a lot of vehicles weren't made. So we're going to see an influx of vehicles, but it's not going to be anything like, there's not a floodgate. And not going to be as many vehicles made. There will be some coming out, and the chips just weren't made. They're not being made. Factories were shut down, so they weren't being made. And even when they are made, there's not going to be a huge amount flooding onto the market. You can't go from – even when they get back up to 100% capacity, it's not like they're going to go to 190%. I mean, we're still going to go out at the rate we were going out. So what do they do? Do they put them in the trucks that are on the factory floor? And then manufacturing is going to be slower because we have COVID protocols. And that means things are slowed down. When people come into factories, they have to be temperature checked, and they now have to be, 6 to 12 feet apart, so things are slower. Even 100% factory today might only put out 80% of vehicles it did pre-COVID. So things are going to slow down. There's not going to be a floodgate, and vehicles are going to be scarcer. So even though things are going to level out starting in March this year, that prices are still going to be higher, Doug. Unfortunately, we're going to get used to higher car prices.
So you think that buying a car has been buying it, the process has been changed forever because of all this?
Absolutely. I would tell you, though, if you have something in your driveway, sell it today. You might have cash in your pocket you didn't know you had.
Like getting a second mortgage. All right. Thank you, my friend. Nick Miles, OurAutoExpert.com, 59 pounds.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.